Hello. Today the Church celebrates the fourth Sunday of Lent, and our reading comes to us from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 4 to 10. Brothers and sisters, God, who is rich in mercy because of the great love he had for us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ. By grace you have been saved, raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from you, it is the gift of God. It is not from works, so no one may boast. For we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for the good works that God has prepared in advance, that we should live in them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A painting of great worth by the renowned artist Caravaggio hung in the dining room of a Jesuit house in Dublin for many years, pretty much unnoticed by its inhabitants. One day, an art expert recognized its value and, upon closer examination, confirmed that it was indeed a masterpiece by the great Roman painter. The painting is now displayed at the National Art Gallery in Ireland as one of its most precious treasures. In today's reading, St. Paul speaks of how we are God's handiwork, artwork in a way, created in Christ Jesus to live a good life. Similar to the Caravaggio painting, our worth may go unnoticed even to ourselves. Though we may not see ourselves as works of art, God sees and values us as such. Through the words of Isaiah, God reminds us that we are precious in his sight and that he loves us. When we recognize our worth to God, it strengthens our hope. We can also view others as works of art and treasure them, valuing them for who they are. When someone is precious to us, we do everything we can to show our love and devotion to them. In doing so, we catch a glimpse of how the Lord relates to us. We are loved in a way that transcends all cost, as the gospel reminds us. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. While the cross is not a symbol of glorifying suffering, it is a symbol of how far God is willing to go to show his love for us. The cross is a reminder of how valued we are to God, so much so that he gave up his only Son to save us all.